Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The city of Waverly will install red light cameras at intersections deemed particularly dangerous. According to a City of Waverly notice posted on the Waverly Police Department Iowa Facebook page, the red light cameras will be placed at 4th Street and West Bremer Avenue, at 4th Street Southwest and 10th Avenue Southwest Cedar River Parkway, and at the 4th Street Southwest and Walmart Quick Start intersections. The city says the automated traffic enforcement cameras are needed in locations where it's difficult for law enforcement to make traffic stops and dangerous for first responders to assist with crashes. While speed cameras are not allowed in Waverly, the city says courts have upheld the use of the red light cameras, with the Iowa DOT approving the traffic control devices in October. A red light violation recorded by the ATE will result in a $100 civil fine, which compares to over $200 if a ticket is issued by law enforcement. A violation will not impact your driving record and may be contested within 30 days of your citation. The red light cameras are expected to be operational in Waverly in January. Once activated, warnings will be issued to violators during the first 30-day grace period. A Northeast Iowa man has been accused of strangling a female victim. The Waverly Police Department says they responded to the 900 block of Cedar River Drive last Tuesday afternoon in reference to a disturbance call, driving complaint, and possible traffic accident. Their investigation led to the arrest of 46-year-old Chad Kane of Waverly for domestic abuse assault, impeding air blood flow causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. According to the criminal complaint, Kane and the victim started arguing at their apartment when she started striking Kane, leaving a bruise on his head. Police say the woman then allegedly walked away and grabbed a knife with an intent to hurt herself. Kane is accused of grabbing the victim by the neck and strangling her. WPD says the victim stated she could not breathe but did not lose consciousness. A preliminary hearing for Kane was waived, and he is scheduled for arraignment January 17th in Bremer County District Court. A North Iowa man is facing accusations he used a false barcode to scam grocery stores out of paying full price at checkout. According to criminal complaints filed last Tuesday, the Mason City Police Department says 28-year-old Blake Braun of Rockwell committed fraud at grocery store self-checkout stations to the tune of over $3,500. He has been charged with ongoing criminal conduct, a Class B felony, and two counts of second-degree theft, Class D felonies. MCPD says Braun would take groceries to self-checkout, but instead of scanning the groceries, he would mostly scan a barcode in his hand for a product worth only 36 cents. Court documents state Brown did this on 16 different occasions at Hy-Vee East in Mason City and 20 different occasions at Hy-Vee West in Mason City, all between June and mid-December. The Iowa Department of Public Safety graduated its 51st Basic Academy in Des Moines on Friday. The ceremony recognized a graduating class of 18 recruits who entered the academy in July of this year, including three who will serve North and Northeast Iowa. Stephen Byens, commissioner of the Iowa Department of Public Safety, said, quote, "We are incredibly proud of the accomplishments of our newest troopers and extend our gratitude for their dedication to the safety and well-being of Iowa's communities. In a world full of challenges and opportunities, they have chosen a path of service and commitment. We are honored to have them join our ranks and are grateful for their willingness to be counted," end quote. The 51st Basic Academy graduates include Trooper Nathan Vesley, who will work in District 8 based in Mason City, Trooper Thomas Malone, who will work in District 9 based in Cedar Falls, and Trooper Estelle Gudenkoff, who will work out of District 10 based in Olwine. Malone was also recognized with the Top Gun Award for his class and earned an Ernest Beatty Jr. Physical Fitness Award. This Saturday afternoon on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. The Cyclones taking on Miami in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Broadcast time 12:30, kickoff just after 2:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.